Alejandro Jazz Cats Jazz Band. This is Tom Zinniger. I'll be giving you guys some comments on your performance today. Sounds like we already have a really nice start here. The bat, so one suggestion I have is to try to carve out a little bit of space for each other on some of these long notes. You guys are doing a good job of getting out of the way with just literal dynamics. I'm looking for maybe more dynamic shaping. So that means playing the eighth note lines a little bit longer. When you land on a syncopated hit that a little bit harder, especially with the breath accent, more with the tongue is how I'm always trying to get my students to do it. And then backing off the long note and maybe crescendoing through the long note. That will give you a little bit more of that authentic jazz style and also provide dynamics. It's both, stylistically, it has the aesthetic you want in jazz, and it's for a practical purpose. Really nice trumpet solo going on right here. I love it. Recovery from the drums there. I think the time almost got turned around for a second as far as your ride pattern, but then you recovered. Good job. But, try not to let that happen in the first place. It was a fun one to do. By the way, tuba player doing an excellent job holding down that bass line. Enjoying that. Always fun to hear the April in Paris. Drummer, you could work on, just a few more jazz language type of licks, like that last little fill at the end, getting both hands involved a little bit more with some rolls and different dynamics in the hands, accents, all that kind of stuff. Just check out some of the great jazz drummers, some Max Roach and Melvin Jones, some Art Blakey, all those guys. And, of course, in the big band style, Buddy Rich. And sounds, nice balance going on here. In the sax section, I'd work on playing some of those lines a little bit smoother as far as not tonguing. Da da do do da. I tell my saxes if you're going to move toward an accented note that's a different note, just slur into it. Even if it's written as like one of those staccato cap accents, marcato looking, the rooftop. You can slur into that as long as you're giving it a nice accent with the breath and then doing a tongue cut off on it. It'll work really, really well. And if you listen to the really good big bands like the Count Basie Orchestra, Buddy Rich Band, all those groups, that's the way they generally articulate. Yeah. Barry sax line. Hear that come popping out. Awesome. Like those syncopated notes right there, you guys are doing a good job of playing it together and being consistent with the articulation. If you want a little bit more of a jazz-ish style, I encourage a little bit more connection. Ba-do, be-ba-ba, instead of be-ba-ba. You know, it's totally fine the way it is. Just a thought to experiment with if you want to. So also on the kind of jazz philosophy, I see we're doing a bit of a set change here. So I was gonna mention might be more beneficial for this many people on stage if you could try to split it up into two different jazz bands. Looks like you have at least two different drummers. And of course, you know, bass playing and all that kind of stuff can be a challenge. But part of the art of big band playing in jazz is that one to a part kind of, everyone has to pull their own weight. Everyone has their own individual part. And obviously, you know, it's great to give as many kids as opportunity as possible. So I don't want to say anything negative about that necessarily. But if you have the opportunity, since you have this many kids that want to do jazz, it might be a really good job, or might be a good idea to, if at all possible, try to have two separate jazz bands, and that way you could a little bit more mimic the traditional jazz sound, even if they're small big bands, even if it's like four saxes, three trumpets, three trombones, or stuff like that. There's plenty of music available for that instrumentation, and then obviously, you know, including flutes and other things and euphoniums in the band. That's all cool too, but it's really more just like the one to a part kind of art of that I think it's really cool to give them the opportunity to try that out. But, you know, what you're doing here works as well. So more power to you. But Rihanna, thanks so much for your performance today. And I look forward to seeing you guys again in the future. Thank you. Yeah.